Okay.
Okay, it is Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. We are in the Josephine County Board of Commissioners Conference Room. Chair Lily Morgan is not here, but Daniel DeYoung, Commissioner, is. I think I said 2 o'clock. It is our legal counsel update. Number one is a discussion regarding the proposed lease with Southern Oregon Air Academy for county real property at 210 Tacoma.
Yes, indeed. So as the agenda indicates, this is a discussion format. I think they're potentially going to do a formal presentation next week at the business session, but wanted to get everyone reacquainted in certain cases and initially an opportunity to directly engage. Mm-hmm. We can just let the discussion go any direction I think the board wants to take it to really glean the basis for this whole proposal, what's been done to get us to this point, where things are apparently headed, and meet the folks that we could be partnering up with here pretty soon.
Sure. And we kind of looked at the nuts and bolts of a lease, but now we're going to fill in the reason why.
Fill in the whys, that's exactly.
All right.
The whys and the whos and the where to fors. So,
well, who wants to talk first?
So yeah, you might maybe invite the representatives up to the table. And
bring them all up.
The Air Academy folks?
Yep.
I have my seat.
You slide down, Pat. Put one around you here.
Okay.
Put one around, scoot around, and be all set.
No, the other way, man. Well done.
There we go.
Gonna get to know you a little better, Pat.
Yeah.
How is everybody today? All right. Good, good.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Good.
Wally?
Hello. Hey, Caleb.
Please introduce yourselves for the record.
Certainly. Caleb LaPlante, founder and board president of Southern Oregon Air Academy.
Carl Clyde, one of the board members.
Also
nice
representing
to see you guys.
SOA in writing the lease as an attorney. He's our official attorney of record.
Gotcha.
Thank you for today. It's been a long time coming. Appreciate the last couple of years of interest in what we're doing and partnership. I think that what we're wanting to do today, if I'm understanding even the way you set the tone just a moment ago, is to talk about what is going on with SOA and mm-hmm. what our current intended use of the property is. And somewhere in there, we'll get to your questions, maybe, if you have some for
sure.
us. Does that sound like what
yeah,
the
so fair
plan
enough.
Is?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Just an update. We've gone through a number of different scenarios. Let's see what the latest is.
Exactly, yeah.
The intended use of the property is identical to what it was that we've put in front of the county government from day one. That hasn't changed, and I'll get into that in a minute. Some of what has caused the delay is us wanting to make sure that we were ready organizationally. We were a new nonprofit when we approached the county. We probably could have taken the lease then, but I think we feel a lot more understanding of our own operations and how we work and what we're capable of and all of that. One of the most recent changes that we've contacted legal about was some important details, but more or less details of how the lease will work over time. And even presently, like with the facility's maintenance account, none of these things were changing significantly or even at all touching what our intended use of the property would be. So taking the lead off of what you shared, Commissioner, or said just a minute ago, that we've been through a couple of different iterations. I just wanted to mention that I think it's been more of the details of the lease and less of the bigger picture going on. Not me included in the we, members of the Josephine County Airports Department and volunteers and aviators in the community started summer camps at the Grants Pass Airport for middle schoolers in 2016. Airport Director Larry Graves was instrumental in making that happen. He brought pilots together and brought resources together to seeing those who wanted to make that camp happen, make sure that they were successful. That camp ran a second time in 2017 because it was very well received. Having students actually get in planes, fly around, spend an entire day for 5 days a week learning basics of aviation science and being exposed to radio control aviation and going over the Dutch Bros hangar and learning about flight operations and jets. And it was just an immersive experience for 5 days. And when it ran the second time in 2017, we captured all of that experience in photos and video. And shortly thereafter is when we presented that to all of you and said, here is what we're doing, what do you think? And the reception was positive. I think many people knew that we were running camps but didn't quite know what it was. And when people saw it, there was intrigue there and there was interest in partnership. And it was about that time that Southern Oregon Air Academy, that actually just a month prior to forming as a nonprofit organization, learned about the Tacoma Street building. We walked over, took a tour, and our original vision for that property was, because it's on airport property, was that we could take all of this aviation activity for youth that had started in a summer camp form and bring it over there to this facility and grow that, but then expand our programs to after school and to, you know, high school plane build programs, which are being done in other parts of the state. And the little room we're operating out of the airport is good for what it was, but there's a lot more we could be doing, but facility space is really necessary for that. So what we did after taking a couple of quick temperature readings over at the county as to whether there was interest in leasing this, we decided to incorporate. We did that in the fall of 2017. We applied for a Department of Education grant. That was a $382,000 partnership grant. We've been operating on that for 2 years, along with some other funds. We've now brought in our second programming, which is a middle school after-school drone club. Middle schoolers and some young high schoolers build drones from scratch and learn to fly them in teams of 10 and then compete against each other at the end of the school year. And we were in beta testing of that last school year, and we're expanding that and doing more teams and taking over a larger footprint in our fly field this year. Our third program that is in the works is with two charter schools. One is Reach. They're a charter academy based out of Rogue River School District, but they just recently expanded into Grants Pass. They have their new facility is a block and a half that way, big, almost a full-size city block of two or three different buildings. The other charter academy is Crater Lake Charter, which is in Eagle Point, Medford. They have two campuses. And those partnerships will be the completion of our original five-year plan, which was the third program is a two-year-long plane build program when the kids build the plane, they actually learn to fly it and they get their private pilot's license. And throughout the period, they're getting aviation science through the whole process. It's the continuum of get a kid interested in camp, they want more, so we get them in an after-school program. They're starting to turn into high school at that point, and then we give them a two-year program to build a plane, which really lets them understand what these opportunities are, get around the industry, and then decide what path they want to get on if they want to stay within aviation. The two charter schools are so important because in our 2 years, one thing we've learned is that the traditional public schools, they're interested in our work. They want to partner with us. They're slower because they have a regimen they have to fit in. They got classes every day. They've got. It takes them a lot longer to adapt and mold with the things that we're trying to bring forward. The charter academies. A lot of these students aren't even at campus all day long. They're out having the more flexible educational experiences, and we have on our board recently a bunch of great additions. One is the Reach Charter Academy Executive Director, and the Operations Director for Crater Charter are on our board of directors.
Oh, wow.
Yep, so there's an alignment there. We now have the Medford Airport's Economic Development Director on our board, Jason Foster. We've got Mike Bird, many of you may know, as an attorney locally who actually has helped develop most of the North Valley industrial area where we're at. He was on the Paradise Ranch board. He did Rendata. He was on Kairos board when they built the facility that we're about to lease, we're proposing to lease. He's on our board. We've got Dave Kelly, who's, you know, just immediate past president of the Chamber of Commerce here, has two successful shops, Kelly's Automotive in Medford and Grants Pass. He wants to help with the plane build because he's a mechanic. It's a really great time to be spring loading into our third and final programmatic build out of the 5-year vision. And I mean, I could keep talking about what we want to do beyond that, but I think you have an idea of where we've been, how we got here, what we want to do. I will say this, that our specific first round of activities in the facility will be, we are going to apply for grants to enclose in, it's more of a temporary enclosure than a permanent build out, but the carport that's right off the shop, which is off the main, right off the main headquarters area, would make it a very ideal place to have a plane build rather than starting from scratch. So we want that plane build to start in fall of 2020. We have a facility over in Medford that a partner has put in a lease for us. It's right next to the main terminal. It's a hangar with a classroom and a bathroom. They're putting up the money for that, and so we now have the leases being, you know, submitted this week, I think, on that. It's taken us a couple months to get that off the ground. So you've got two facilities, Jackson, Josephine, with the right partners, educational partners. But so that you know, that's one thing, that's why Tacoma is an important part of this big picture for us, is that would be the place that we would start these two plane build programs and flight instruction in fall of 2020. Beyond that, one of the things that you've been very gracious with is allowing us to sublease. So we've been pursuing sublease partners there. We've been talking to some robotics clubs who, there's one organization called First Robotics who does not have as great a presence here as others. They're up in kind of the Eugene, Portland area, and they want to be down here. They currently have some Lego robotics activity in elementary school, but they needed a facility, and they needed personnel, and personnel need a facility. So these are the kind of people we're talking to. Oregon After School Alliance is another Salem-based organization that has lots of programming that they're like, we just can't get down to Southern Oregon with our programming until we have a place to land. And so these are the outreaches we've been doing over the last 2 years, trying to figure out who needs space and who would be in alignment with the type of career technical programming that we're going to be providing. And we've actually ran into some challenges, I think, because others have been ready at certain times and we've not been ready. And that's been a little bit of a problem in syncing up. But now that we're at this place of being ready to move forward with this, we think that those who are now in a place of, you know, of needing a facility like this, are we've tested the waters and we know there's demand. Even if the same people that weren't there 6 or 12 months ago, if they've found something, we know that there are lots of opportunities to get with the right people on making this successful.
Yeah, that would help everyone out.
Because
they may not need a whole facility. Mm-hmm. You guys may not utilize it 24/7.
That's it. Yep. And we will, throughout the year, use almost all of it, especially the residential rooms. We want to start doing different types of camps where we're actually providing, like there's a partner who wants to do space camps at our facility, which is totally in alignment with aerospace. And commercial space is reemerging in the cultural awareness these days. So, you know, you'd have kids staying there and doing, being facilitated by another partner, but using our facility. So we expect that within a couple of years, we'll be using all the parts of the facility for various purposes through all parts of the year. Just so you know, some other things that are going on with SOA, I mentioned our board members, mentioned the use of Tacoma and also the Medford opportunity with that facility. We also are putting in a proposal on this River Road Reserve property. I think many of you know that the city's been deliberating on whether to sell that or keep that. I just got a peek this morning at our what I think will be our final draft. One of our partners is writing it. He has RFP experience. And our use of that facility, if the city decides to keep that, so we don't know yet. That'll be determined in October, whether after the RFPs are due this Friday, whether they're going to keep it or sell it. If they keep it, our proposal is to continue doing all this great agritourism stuff we've been doing on there, the balloon festival and gladiolus festivals and a music festival and all kinds of stuff. But the aviation piece, above exclusive farm unit zoned land, you can do unmanned aircraft operations. And finding 220 acres of that is not easy to do. We've asked, in fact, last week, Commissioner or Director Graves, I just promoted you, Larry. I'm sure you're glad about that. Director Graves encouraged me to make sure that I mentioned this today. And that is that the kind of people we had in town last week reviewing our proposal for this River Road Reserve to turn it into what we're calling a center of excellence for unmanned technology, a place for youth to work with industry to develop new unmanned technologies as that industry emerges. These kind of people, I'll relay who they are in a minute, they were all saying there is no asset like this in the region. We have small 50-acre flyfields. We have the Pendleton Sky type of drone operations, which are federally run, and they're just for massive operations. There's nothing in the middle, and that's where industry is emerging at right now. They can't really test and deploy and train in 50 acres, but they can't get access to the Pendletons. And so who we had in town was the program officer for director or the Department of Aviation. We had Business Oregon here. We had OSU, their technology department person for unmanned technology. Forgetting a few. Travel Southern Oregon was here because they were not so much interested in aviation. Definitely forgetting a couple. Oh, we had Timberland, who is out of Ashland. They're the premier trainer of unmanned technology for all the utility industry. They have 80% of Pacific Power's contract, and they use drones to do it. So they've all written us letters of support. And as we submit that packet, we hope that that asset comes into play for us. Because if Tacoma becomes our headquarters, and we are helping to, if not leading the way on developing this 220-acre sky park, which will inevitably, our competitive drone leagues will operate there, but it will help recruit industry and have industry grow here around unmanned technology, that will all tie back into Tacoma too. Our headquarters operation will be managing our involvement, if not our direction of that asset. So that's another thing that's in play. I just can't come to you today and say that that's a for sure, but we feel
we have the ability to pay for some of that
for
on the property, pay to use, lease.
Oh,
buy,
yeah.
Buy the property?
Well, the way that this
if the city were to put it up for sale,
yeah.
Are you in a position to pay?
Well, the way that our proposal is structured.
With all the people you just talked to.
No, so Fort Fanoy Farms is going, our proposal is Fort Fanoy Farms is the lead. They currently have the lease, and they're asking for a lease extension, a long-term lease extension, to allow them to invest in the property. They will take the lead on all the agritourism, all the entertainment side on the ground. And then they're looking to the Rogue Valley Flyers, who currently have their runways installed out there, and they're looking to Southern Oregon Air Academy to develop the recreational and commercial airspace on the property. Mm-hmm. So we have a sublease underneath under Fort Fanoy Farms with the city, and then there's an agreement between a memorandum of agreement between RVF and SOA. The two presidents, myself and their president, have signed it, talking about what our roles are in developing that airspace. So we've
I think your first base, before you even hit the ball, mm-hmm. you need to convince the city council whether or not to sell that property, because that's probably something that's going to come up in the not too distant future. The city council bought that property with money out of the general fund a long time ago, and they've written it off. But that was a pretty good sized chunk of change over mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And to just say, well, yeah, now we've got it, we're just going to donate it over and let all these entities on there, and we're going to own it. I don't know whether the city council would have the appetite for that.
So we met with every city councilor one-on-one in the spring, in May.
Okay.
Met with the stakeholders involved, city administration, all one-on-one, put a lot of time into that, as you can imagine. They were trying to sell it privately, and what they decided to do is, because a lot of the pressure that we put on in May, and they had public forums related to this, they decided to do an RFP. They didn't tell us when that was coming, but I think it was like September 10th is when they published it. It was more or less unannounced, and so you had 30 days to get your proposal in, and that window is closing this Friday on the 13th. So our proposal, what they will do...
You have a proposal in there.
Fort Fanoy Farms with the sublease of the Rogue Valley Flyers.
But you have a proposal.
We do. Okay. We've been working very diligently on it.
Did anybody else have one?
From what city planning is telling us, they can't really tell us, but we know who it is.
Okay.
And I mean, it's somewhat obvious in the paper sniffed it out, and so they've been putting it out there, but I'm, So, and it's a purchase.
That's fine. It's curious. Now, Fort Fanoy Farms has it leased from the city.
Correct.
To grow corn on.
To do whatever the heck they want to do.
Or do whatever they want
and
to
And the reason he acquired
well,
it
with
was...
the mandate to clean it up.
Yes.
Well, they've already cleaned it up, which they did, and that gave them 10 years.
Yep.
And what it is that when they had their first year of 10-year lease, mm-hmm. they were to get the money it cost them to clean up mm-hmm. out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were to start paying a regular ground lease mm-hmm. for 200 acres. There was 50 there on Upper River, where
30.
The food bank is.
Mm-hmm. They're separate.
That's the 50 they carved off.
Yeah.
So it's 200 there left, but at the end of whenever they're, and I don't know how much it cost them to clean that up, mm-hmm. but when that amount of money ran out at the going rate, they were supposed to start paying.
It's expiring in December of 2021. So this is an accelerated discussion around what's going to happen with the property, because it shouldn't normally be until closer to the end of the lease. Right. But because I think there's a buyer who's expressed interest, they've brought it all forward.
Right.
Because there will be some costs to do that when they got to be fairly close to break even point.
Yeah.
And they should start having to pay. And I don't know what that seemed to me. It wasn't the cheapest ground in all of Josephine County.
It's not, but Bob Krause had the money to put into it to invest. That was
correct.
His value.
But,
so you know he has
his
the
value
funds
was
to do
he
it.
Was going to get silage out of it. Mm-hmm. But if you turn it all into a drone park and whatever it is, it has zero value to him as far as being able to plant it, put silage on it, right?
No. So that's why turning it into a public venue for tourism events, mm-hmm. which brings in dollars and in revenue for him. Is what's happening on the ground. Like the entire 220 acres, we have a mapped plan of how that will be used throughout the year in its entirety. That's okay. The ground, and then the airspace above it is separate.
That's your department.
That's it. So it's a two-layer thing, because as soon as we discovered a year and a half ago that the airspace of a farm zone property is extraordinarily valuable for aviation activity, we pursued him pretty heavily. I was already, as the chair and founder of the Balloon Festival, operating on the property, but we had no awareness around the aviation potential. So, you know, he...
And when you do the Balloon Fest, do you rent that from Cross?
We have not up till now, but he is implementing a lease this next year for that. Because he knows
so they're all successful and everything, but Krauss is a businessman, and I have a tough time thinking that out of the goodness of his heart, he's going to pay the city whatever that ground lease is and just give it to everybody else.
He makes money off of the events on the ground. He makes good money. He has a saying he likes to say that it's an acre of parking is
money, or he has made money.
He has.
He's
on the
part
one
of
event.
The agreement.
He is. So, he's the leaseholder.
He's on board.
All right.
The reason that he was interested in the Balloon Festival when we brought it on was it took him 4 or 5 years to clean it up. And in the sixth year, we brought on the Balloon Festival idea, and he said, let's try it. So we've done it for 3 years now, and he's like, I know that this kind of agritourism-based event works on the property, but he's not willing to bring the corn maze pumpkin patch up, and he's not willing to do a music festival and a flower festival and all the stuff that we could do until he has the lease extension, because then he's investing money in the property. So it's kind of just like, I'm ready. I know it took me a bunch of time to clean it up and test the ground, but I'm, you know, so we're an important part. The aviation piece is an important part to him potentially securing that. If we secure it, we've already had several businesses say, we will start operating day one and we will pay for the space to, and we will help you build facilities there, limited facilities. It's in the flood zone, but we have the ability to do educational facilities.
Yeah,
so our partners are lined up to help. But it's all based on the aviation side of it, and so he sees the value of us bringing that. Of course, that's a value to our kids who are in our programs as well.
Okay, I have some questions. When we first started this thing, Horizon Airlines was very involved in it.
Yes.
Are they still on board with you?
They are.
Okay.
Would you like some specifics?
They're having a meeting at the Grants Pass Airport right now.
Yeah.
Horizon's here.
Well, and to be more specific, they signed the agreement, finally, with Pacific Aviation, the fixed base operator here, in May. Early June, first week in June, they were here for Airport Day on the 15th of June with a booth for the first time doing their big splash. We're finally here.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys remember, Lamar Haugen came down, the director of pilot development. We sat, we talked to him, had a great meeting. Well, they ended up putting the department on hold, the pilot development department on hold. He went away and went back to fly planes for them, and they didn't reassign a director until September of last year. I went weeks after he was hired to the Oregon International Air Show in Hillsboro, shook his hand and said, we were on your radar. Can we get back on your radar? And by January of this year, they had a new agreement in front of Pacific Aviation, and they worked through that over the first couple of quarters of the year. It just took a little while to develop, but no programs were getting approved. We were one of the last ones in their radar before they closed the department, and then they reopened it, and we're one of the first ones back in.
So they were offering an interview after somebody went through the academy and still doing that?
Yeah, more than that. They offer $7,500 for commercial licensure. So if you get your private license, then the two steps of commercial licensure, they will contribute $7,500 to get your commercial license and then a guaranteed interview.
Yeah, I think this is going to go ahead. Not, this is premature, but when you talk to a school district about, because it's education, getting some sort of credit, you know, like a kid can get credit for that. It's not the three R's, mm-hmm. but it is education.
Yes.
Okay, and then another thing is I've really, really, I've been an extreme advocate of this. Is first off, when your program, you have to establish a curiosity in the kid as what the hell he's going to use geometry for.
Mm-hmm.
You can just sit there and pound geometry into his head, and he goes, oh, why? Until you're in the sheet metal business, and you've got to use geometry, pi times raised squared, and pi times diameter. You're using it every day. Until then, you have no reason to remember what you're doing. But your program, I see, is you are going to take a kid that's not, maybe he's not really interested in geometry, but you're going to show him how he needs it.
Yeah.
How he needs algebra, and you know how to come to this conclusion. How'd you get there? Because this times this times this divided by that times this is that. And I think that establishing that curiosity in young people is probably one of the most important things you can do to give that kid a reason to stay in school and a reason to learn mathematics and a reason to learn percentages and geometry and algebra. But with right now, you trying to teach a kid that sees no merit in it whatsoever, mm-hmm. because there's nothing in his day-to-day life where he needs it.
We
until
have
it's too late.
That aviation is the kind of
it's industry. The curiosity.
It's inspiring. It gets you curious and thinking about life, and you know you're looking up, is mm-hmm. physically looking up when you're
what
thinking about this.
What can I do?
You bet. And so whether they go down aviation or not, we know that the industry alone will inspire young people to think bigger than this little pocket of exposure they might have to the world. But then they have a reason to want to learn the math and the science and all the stuff
exactly.
that otherwise means nothing
saying.
To them because they're inspired by the
nothing.
Thing that they want to pursue.
There's mm-hmm. no reason for them to do it. I love the robotics part of it. I like the space cat part of it. And if you could pull off the River Road Reserve thing, let's see what else.
Can I
go Olympics? This is K-Pos's been
department?
His. No, it's been his dream forever.
The what?
Drone Olympics.
Oh,
why aren't we putting on a drone Olympics?
You've talked
here?
About that before.
He's talked about it for
ago.
Years.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're building.
When we were on first
right?
on
because I think yeah, those
on,
kind of events would be.
Huge. First on
yep.
city council. Goes, why don't we have a drone Olympics where you fly
that's
a drone through a burning hoop or whatever? And
yeah.
You can do how much
no,
can your drone
really
lift in comparison to me?
Especially if you
have
250
acres
to do
we could
oh,
be the
yeah.
host of a drone Olympics
know,
out there
right.
on
can
this
you tell
property.
Them about the drone program that we've got up and running?
I mentioned it briefly. Thank you for the cue. So when the kids build these drones, learn to fly them as a team of 10, I mean, they got ground station people, you got field people, and then they compete. That's a search and rescue based operation. It's a national competition. Mm-hmm. And so when we told the national organization that runs it that we have this airspace, they said there's no field other than San Diego, California on the West Coast that would be a regional destination like yours. So we would they would promote in our region, Oregon, Washington, and Northern California, that there's now a new regional site for you to go to compete for a chance, the nationals. So that's, again, just search and rescue based competitions. But then when we had that up and running this last spring, we started looking for industry partners for other industries. So like I mentioned, Timberland out of Ashland, they're currently training the power, they're doing power line training, they're doing fire training for fire support and wildfires and then police, they're doing emergency response. And they Timberland comes in and now they want to help us develop operational kind of performance measures for kids to learn drones in that space, but competing against each other. This is then you cross that bridge from there into you got three or four different industry applications. Now you can recruit industry to come here and watch the kids doing it. Every year you invite them, you turn it into an industry fair. And as soon as you got that happening, that's when you can take it to the next level. You can do the really fun acrobatic drone stuff. It's the gravy on top, it's the cherry, if you will. But you build this platform of real bona fide skill building workforce
yeah.
stuff. And then you do the fancy stuff, which is more for tourists. They'll come
yeah,
to see all that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
After watching the Olympics for all these years, I noticed that PP&L has professional ski jumpers. I'm teasing.
What? You asked about educational credits, and let me
no,
just make sure
that,
that,
you
I,
know, the,
that
the,
I
yeah.
speak to that. So the school districts allow dual credit. They allow credit while you're getting educational
right.
experiences K through 12.
Right.
But that partnership, they largely lean on the local community college to implement. So we've been speaking with Kathy Kemper-Pell since we started all this. She came for a Tacoma tour a year and a half ago. But she said, you need to get to the point where you're doing something in high school that lasts multiple years. That is our plane build. That is the flight
yeah.
science, mechanics, and learning to fly, pilot's license. So she has been waiting.
Him out there in Cape Junction, that's got a, you know, he's got an extra, it's a program. They're not in school during
oh,
the day. They're out working for an electric
program,
pathways
right.
program.
Yep. Yep.
And
they come out.
And they get credit in the pathways program. Mm-hmm.
So she said, when you get to that point, which we're there now, let's talk seriously again. So we have a meeting with her Thursday. It's our first meeting in probably 6 months. And in that meeting, we're talking about when we get both programs started that I just described in the fall of 2020, what can she offer for dual credit, college and high school credit? Because as soon as she offers it, then the high schools can also give it. That but that's how they base it. It's based on college credit, not high school credit. It's a dual credit thing. So we're hopeful. Jason, the airport economic development director in Medford, our board member, is coming with us, and our vice president Daniela Bivens will be in that meeting. And I don't think she'd give us time if she didn't really want to continue that conversation.
Okay, so we got that. ironed out. While I get to the legality of this thing.
As legal as it gets.
Okay. Today there isn't much, I suppose.
No?
No,
no, it's been...
So when does this come to us? Does this come to WBS for public input? Or
it is. Now, this is the board's chance to touch on what it is that you want to be said next Wednesday. Do you want them to present? Do you want a PowerPoint? How do you want them to... Who do you want to say
Have you
what?
Given this to the city council, this same pitch today?
No, they... individually, yes. When we were advocating for the River Road Reserve, and we met with all of them individually for an hour or more, we told them what we're doing as programs.
Well, I see River Road Reserve is a real linchpin on this whole thing. I think that's one of the bigger Tacoma. That's nothing compared to the opportunity out there.
Certainly a big compliment.
It's a compliment.
Yeah,
we got to have a space, a facility to operate out of, and then you have to have airspace to do your thing.
Right. You've got to have a place to do things.
Place.
I like it because it gets all the drone activity that we currently have
away from the fixed wing stuff.
A letter from the board.
I would
wonderful.
Like to have. we have a letter that we've been working on. And now it sounds like it might want to be enhanced with some of this information before we send it off. Because ours was a little more generic, don't sell the property.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get real specific and pick a winner.
Yeah.
But it'll be one of the possibilities we could list.
But I think it's a sales job, and they're going to go, well, what is it good for?
Yeah.
This is what it's good for.
You're going to have to put
those things on the plate for them to digest it. But... You know, and talking to each one individually, that's okay. But I think I want something a little bit more. So I'm not against anything you're saying. Nope. But I think your next step is to get them on board. That right there, that River Road Reserve, without that, you're limited. You got a heck of a sales job. But with that, you can offer so much more.
We've been saying that since day one. It's really neat what we're going to be doing without it. But when you add that to it, it becomes truly a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I think, and you're closer to this than I am, but I think the main thing is that the city, rather than thinking, okay, they're going to want to sell it just to get the money back or whatever. But if you can convince the city council that it is more to the advantage of the city of Grants Pass and the economic advantages and stuff that your program is, then, and you've got to show them, you just got to sell your product, that your product in the long run is way more financially feasible than just getting a few bucks for it. And then if they can redo the lease, I mean, their only charge is, do you sell it or release it to Krauss?
Right.
And they
may open it up for lease, who knows?
Yeah, well, that's what Krauss does. Yeah. You said, that Krauss is going to put on events and stuff. But they just need to reopen it up to Krauss, find out. I'm interested as to where that financial side comes from. As to how far along Krauss is with his payback, mitigating what he did out there for cleaning that mess.
He's over it.
He's now paying lease?
No, he's invested more in the property than he was required to, is a different way to put
it. And so it'll probably go towards a balance at the end.
Right.
But I've talked to Krauss as well, and farming, you know, selling tomatoes and stuff used to be the majority of his business. And now the Oktoberfest with the Halloween, the pumpkin chucking, the maize, he makes more on that than he does on his farming side.
I can't believe you should have taken your grandson out there
because I dropped 120 bucks.
Yeah.
It was like going to Disneyland.
He has 10,000 people coming through there.
And it was really fun. It's fun to hunk a pumpkin up against a bus or a car. It was really fun. And so he sees this as expanding his own.
I used to get arrested for that on Halloween. And now you're telling me paid $120 bucks to do that?
Well, it was a few different events. But I think you really should do, in answer to your question, Wally, a presentation so the public starts seeing this from our county side. Well, it'll be on YouTube. You can link to it, and people can see it. And then when your chance comes at the city, it'll be like a practice.
Well, so we had a gag order. Everyone did who was interested in the property. If you intended to put in a proposal, again, due Friday, for the 30 days, you could not speak to the media or you could secure letters of support, but you couldn't go around and promote your proposal. But the day that it closes, 5 p.m. on Friday, you're, you know, it's hands are off, gloves are off, and you can, so we got some press releases lined up, and we're going to start promoting it. We did a lot of, I don't know if anybody saw our letter to the guest opinion in the paper back in May and June, outlining our proposal. We tried to front load a lot of PR, knowing we had to back off of it for a while, and then we're going to ramp it back up again here in the next month or so.
Well, I hope you're successful at the end of the week.
Thank you.
I think we really need probably to wait to see how that pans out before our lease and stuff.
That's a
go. And
we're going to sign that day.
But if we bring that portion up to the public, that shows our enthusiasm with your program, and I think that may help things along. So I'm golden with that. I think it's an abbreviated presentation to what your, and you're good at it, what your vision is for the public at a WBS. It's not that there's many people in the room, but it's just like TMB Racing. They're not worried about how many people are in the grandstands. They're worried about how many people are watching it on simulcast. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at. Yeah. The commissioner says, I think put that on our website and, you know, highlight it and headline it for a couple of months, and we'll go from there. This is something that we're doing with one of our facilities.
Speaking of TMB Racing, you know, if you want to keep this property, I think, you know, there might be somebody over there you could talk to about it not being sold. I'm speaking in code, but maybe not so veiled.
Confusing. Yeah, the veil is pretty thin.
Well, your drones don't mind getting hit by a golf ball once in a while. Birdie!
Very nicely done. That was a nice aviation reference there. We have a request as an organization. We've been looking at our timeline. We have set to do a fundraiser, our first fundraiser, November 2nd. We have State Representative Carl Wilson as our keynote. If you didn't all know, he is a lifelong aviation enthusiast. He tells the story since he was a young boy. He also got his pilot's license in his early 20s. He's also, as a legislator, been working on educational programs. He's been on the student success tour that ran around the state. So we can take possession of the lease October 1st, but we would like to align this possession. We can sign it today, but would like to ask for an extension of the possession date until December 1st or preferably January 1st to fall after our fundraiser. We can ink it up, everything would be signed and ready to go, but it just defers it a little bit so we can find out who our partners are going to be that want to donate and want to support and be most ready to be responsible with it when we take it over. So that is one extra factor we wanted to introduce today. I don't know if this was
how long has it been sitting there, do you know?
Oh, anyone remember when we...
Well, I started in February.
Yeah, I think a few months is not going to sink
in. November of 2018.
Pat said November of 2018. It goes back a little farther than that.
That doesn't.
Yeah. It goes back farther than that.
Yeah. Well, that's when
they're filed. That's
like 2016. Oh. Illegal. That doesn't affect the city.
Well, that's why it was vacant. Yeah.
So can we make that adjustment easily?
Can we make that adjustment without any problem?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's
see. Well, whatever.
What are you talking about?
I think it would be cleaner if we started the lease on January 1 anyway, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, if you know every year that that's what it's going to be rather than October 1st.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay.
Because then
July 1st when you're in the middle of
something. Shifting gears.
Yeah.
Board-wise begins at the first of the year, so we'd line that up with you not having somebody with 2 months left making decisions for, they've already been voted out, but you know, so on and so forth. Yeah. So,
well, and I would just add that people always look to government to try and come up with a way to do agritourism or to promote it or to open the doors or stop the barriers, whatever it is. And here we have a private group that is looking to really do something. And make that private-public partnership like the way we dream it could be, where it's not all us carrying all the water, it's not you carrying all the water, it's combination for the best outcome for our community. So I think this is pretty exciting.
Is there anything in an MOU that we can put in the form of you won't grow hemp or marijuana?
It does say that kind of stuff in there, I think. I don't know if it specifically identifies the cannabis industry, but it...
Huh?
I mean, they all have development. like they
have to. I want everybody to be really clear. I don't want to fight this thing.
I don't think we have that wording.
I think you've already got it.
Well, there is wording that anything we do programmatically, if we're bringing in a new partner, we have to work through the department director, right, who is currently Director Graves, for approval, of course, which then includes legal, and there's a process to it.
Yeah. Okay, so we are going to change then to January 1st?
Yes.
If that's what you're asking, January 1st, I have no problem.
That's a reasonable request.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah.
We can just change it and send it off to you guys.
Cool.
Two signed copies, mm-hmm, for next week.
Yep.
Welcome for.
And what will happen at that meeting? I've been to a few of those in my day, but I want to make sure we are prepared or we know what to do during that time. Are we presenting, as you referenced a minute ago?
Yes.
What would you hear about?
PowerPoint's available if you want it. I'm sure we can work it out.
We have a state of the art
audio visual system now, just installed.
And will that be, when they're doing the live and recorded video? Is there a toggle switch that'll send it over to PowerPoint and that kind of stuff? So like that could all be, that would be
We've
the value.
We've never tried it. You might want to do a run through with staff if you had time.
I doubt we'll get a lot of public there, so I wouldn't produce a PowerPoint unless.
That's what I mean. I think it's best, the airways is going to be where you're.
Yeah, that's fine too.
We've
got to have
get
a
half a
first.
Dozen people in there.
We'll get some.
I'll guinea pig it. I don't mind. If you thought there was the capability and you were interested in trying to toggle between a PowerPoint so the community could see what we were presenting, I would put something together. Because I think that could be really helpful if they're going to watch the video and the paper references it. They could say, watch the video for, aerial shots of the property.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And look at the bullet points of what SOA wants to do with this thing.
Let me put you directly in touch with Jason Roberts, who tends to handle
Let's do that through
technology
that.
Over there. Okay. Yeah, and he can wind up if it can be done.
Yep. Awesome. And maybe that's even the way that the paper decides to pick up on it in a positive light, is that they're not just highlighting SOA, they're highlighting the county's new technological capabilities with this presentation format, and maybe there's a story in there somewhere.
Yeah. We're still not on the cutting edge. You still have to talk in with them little black fuzzy things.
We get your Britney mic. So you can go.
They're called Britney mics? They didn't know that.
That was classic. Yeah. I'm showing my age.
Ariel Grande.
I'm sold.
Thank you all for your support.
I think they can all do
please
that.
Thank Commissioner Morgan as well when he's here. All of you have been so incredibly supportive and patient while we get to this point of being ready to really take the reins on.
I appreciate you waiting until it was a little more ripe and coming with a robust proposal instead of we wish we could maybe see the future.
Yeah.
No, it's really been kind of a nice balance of build up, and now we're ready. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And we want this to be a win for county government. You're obviously, like you just highlighted, believing in the power of a partnership. You have a private entity that will do something, mm-hmm, but the county has resources. And so, besides our own reputation, it will become known that the county is invested in us. So we really want to do right by everybody and make sure that everybody feels at the end of the day, whether that's benchmarked in 2 years or 10 years or the end of the lease, that they were like, wow, everybody won with this thing.
Yeah.
And the community's resources were used to a high degree. Those are all in our awareness, in our sphere, our
Thank
brains,
you.
Of course.
Sounds really good. Thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. And it's next Wednesday.
It is, 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And we have a board meeting that day. Do you think that we'll be near the front or the end? I'm trying to figure out if we need to kick that back first. Okay. Can't imagine this going any longer than half hour 45 if I keep my mouth from moving too much.
And we don't talk too much.
By 10 at the latest, I would imagine.
Right. Right.
Okay. Good. And you'd like us to have a signed copy, Pat, of what you send us for a revision?
We'll send you, and you guys can print it out.
And bring it that day. Okay.
Well, bring it before.
Oh, before. Because will they be signing it that day? Is that the point?
Yeah, so we'll need it by Friday. Okay. We'll need it by Friday.
Bring it.
And do you want some language on the marijuana or hemp issue? I think I've got some in other leases that I've drafted already. That
yeah,
I think
sure would.
I mean, we're trying to keep it as close to the airport.
Interest, so.
I don't think it's necessary.
No, I don't. I think there's already language in there on that property.
When you'd have to, if we started seeing it,
I think the lease
for
with Crown says it can't.
I don't know if you guys remember.
It's not a good marijuana grown pipe anyway. So.
Well, but prior to us coming in, okay, so I forget his name, Jim, who was doing property management before Helene came. He's still with the department or the county, I believe, right? Why can't I remember his?
Mike.
Mike, thank
Mike.
You. Mike had said that, well, it's interesting, this was maybe August of 2017, it's interesting that you're asking, because we were just trying to figure out what to do with that. The commissioners had a proposal for a marijuana trim school to come through there. They wanted to train people how to trim. And, you know,
I must have missed that.
Maybe. Give it to somebody for points for creativity, but, you know, compare that with where we're at. I just think this is probably a better optics.
I don't know what corner of the commissioner's office that came from, but I don't think that would have gone very far.
I think it was more, I was told, it was more just to make sure that, you know, there wasn't just an immediate no, let's entertain the idea to make sure that this community person feels that they're being heard.
That's respectful.
It didn't pan out, and I wasn't there for the meeting, but then we came along, so here we are.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Of course. Thanks again, everybody.
Thanks. Well, moving on to other matters or additional subjects.
Nice to meet you. You bet.
Anything else you want to talk about in this meeting, Dan?
Went to see Billy Williams last week. Very informative. Sorry, I called a decade session. Can't share what he had said.
No.
It was very, very interesting. Some of the people.
Well, and Dan, I want to run to Medford for a meeting, so can I have you share that on Wednesday?
Yeah. Yep. No, I want to talk about
it's
it right
now.
It's only
a day away. I know you do, but I think more people would enjoy it. So I'd like to end this meeting if I could.
You can.
All right, at 2:46.